Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Henderson moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritsch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Gritsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritsch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gritsch hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritsch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Powell reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Williams and he is out, Grich applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Coggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Coggins reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Dent fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field. Bumbrey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bumbrey. Hermann moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. 1 out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hermann moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gritch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and has Henderson trapped. There's the throw to Robinson and over to Grich, who tags Henderson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Brooks Robinson. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Reinbach pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Mike Reinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reinbach strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.